Imagine a blind date.
Without someone in the other chair. We are on the political dating circuit.
Meeting some of Michigan's statewide hopefuls who will not appear on next year's August primary ballot.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Kluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
We're talking about ticket building and why some candidates for a statewide office aren't waiting until next year's primaries to go public with their aspirations.
So primaries in Michigan allow voters to choose only some of the candidates who will be on the November ballot.
Relatively few, actually, when it comes to statewide races, governor and U.S. Senate.
Democratic and Republican voters will choose their candidates for those offices in the August primaries.
And based on their 2016 voter turnout, Libertarians qualified to choose their gubernatorial and Senate candidates next year in a statewide primary as well.
But under state law, the candidates for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, those will all be chosen after the primaries. They're chosen at state political party conventions.
My name is Dana Nessel. And I am running for Michigan Attorney General.
Dana Nessel, Michigan's most famous gay rights lawyer, announced last week she's seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for state attorney general.
Former West Michigan U.S. Attorney Patrick Miles will likely jump into the race as well.
African-American Barack Obama appointee.
And we'll likely see State Representative Tim Grimmel.
Former State House Democratic leader.
Meantime, on the Republican side, we know State House Speaker Tom Leonard and State Senator Tanya Schutmaker are eyeing the race for attorney general.
So whether they're announced or not, why would prospective candidates get out this far before the party conventions, more than a year away?
Well, a big part of it is this is an audition. At these conventions, party leaders look at who voted for governor during the primary, and then they strategically select the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general to maximize the chances of the party winning.
And to satisfy each party's donor class that will be responsible for funding the campaigns. Getting out now also lets these prospective nominees show party leaders that they can connect with voters.
And deal with the necessary campaign tasks like organizing and fundraising.
Especially fundraising. But just like in any other election, getting out early is no guarantee.
Because, again, so much of this will depend on who each party's candidate for governor is.
When Republicans are putting together their slate, they tend to be mindful of ideological tests, issues like abortion and education.
Democrats typically focus more on ticket balancing, basing choices on candidates on ethnicity, gender, and geography.
Candidates hoping to win over a convention want to head into that arena with an aura of inevitability, that here is a rising star who can lift an entire ticket.
Think Jennifer Granholm in 1998. Democratic voters chose fiery trial attorney Jeff Figer to be their candidate for governor.
Democratic Party PUBAs identified Granholm as an up-and-comer with the capacity to win as attorney general.
Figer lost, Granholm won, and 4 years later, she then ran for governor and won.
So, yeah, it's a year out, but let the ticket building begin.
When they begin, the beginning.
Rick Kluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.